This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Peter Thompson joins me live in studio. He's the executive director of the Senior Center right here in Charlottesville, and we are very proud to say that it's one of the very best in the nation, setting an example for America of what a senior center is and can be. Peter, how are you? Haven't seen you in a while. It's good to see you.
I'm great. Good to see you, Coy. Thanks.
How were the holidays at your house? Everybody had a good time?
Good. You know, the weather wreaked a little havoc with some plans, but we did the best we could and had a lot of fun. And looking forward to 2010, the senior center's 50th birthday year serving
how
our community.
About that? So this is a big anniversary.
It is. You know, there's not a lot of nonprofits in town that have been around 50 years. There's really only about a handful. We're very much on the early edge of that, and we're one of the longest operating senior centers in the country, the most continually operating in the state. To your point at the introduction, that the whole country does look to our senior center as one of the leaders in our field. I just got a call this week from a woman in Georgia that I've gotten to know through our national network, and she was looking for times to bring some of her staff and board up all the way from south of Atlanta to come up to our senior center to learn more about what we do firsthand.
I bet. So give us a 101 and the background and the history of this organization. I mean, 50 years ago, who was thinking, hey, we need a senior center? 50 years ago. What year is that? 50 years?
1960. February 14th, 1960, a snowy Valentine's Day, we opened, founded by what was then known as the University League, now the Junior League of Charlottesville. So we have a grassroots founding, a founding in volunteer service, which I know is very important to you, Coy, and to the Charlottesville Right Now show.
Absolutely.
And so we were founded as a grassroots group by volunteers. The Junior League incubated us for several years until we could stand on our own, which was always the plan, and we became an independent nonprofit in 1963. We have always relied entirely on the generosity of our community, along with earned income. We get no government funding. It's always been thanks to volunteers and philanthropists in Charlottesville that have made us such a success.
It's truly a homegrown organization. Where was it 50 years ago in 1960 when it was still part of the Junior League?
We were downtown over the years on locations on High Street and Market Street. And then in the 80s, we moved up to the McIntyre Library Building, which is now the County Charlottesville Albemarle Historical Society Building. We were there for many years in the 80s and again had to outgrow that space. We constantly were moving as we grew. And we were always renting space, and the people leading the senior center knew that our community needed a really leading edge center, and we built our property up on Pepsi Place, opened in 1991. Thanks primarily to the generosity of Pepsi Cola and the Jessup family that provided that land at a very deep discount and a very generous discount that allowed us to move up to our current home on Pepsi Place in 1991. So we have a long history, 50 years of serving our community, and the Senior Center does so many different things. We're actually going to be celebrating year-round. One of our big signature events that WINA and the Charlottesville Radio Group is helping to sponsor is our Martinis, Bikinis, and Lamborghinis, our big dinner dance, February 6th at the Omni. It's a James Bond theme. We're going to have a whole lot of fun. We've got a big band, a 10-piece band that has a horn section and multiple vocalists that really fill the Omni Ballroom, playing everything from Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman swing to Motown.
I love it.
Beach music, classic rock, modern rock. They can do a little bit, and actually a lot of bit of everything. And we're going to dance the night away and have a very nice sit-down dinner. Cocktails in the atrium, gaming tables out in the lobby for the James Bond theme. It's just going to be a ton of fun to celebrate how the Senior Center is successful in 50 years and kicking off our next 50 years, as well, of course, being a very major fundraising event for the Senior Center.
Peter Thompson is my guest, and he is the executive director of the Senior Center right here in Central Virginia, the very best of its kind in the nation and the model for the nation of what a Senior Center can and should be as it serves the community. Peter, what do you think it is that most people who might be new to Charlottesville don't know about the Senior Center?
Yeah, it's a great question. We often forget that while we have a outstanding reputation in the community, not everybody knows who we are. The first thing to share is that the Senior Center is not a residence. It's not where people live. It's more of a teen center for people age 50 and better. a place where people come and live a very life-enriching experience. They do a lot of volunteer work, both at the senior center and in the community. We have a very active travel program.
So you can coordinate, like Madison House will coordinate volunteer opportunities for students at UVA. You can do the same thing at the senior center.
Absolutely, which we do. We have a full-time coordinator of volunteer resources that matches up people who have interests and skills and available time, both with needs in the senior center and throughout the community. We also have a very active travel program, everything from day trips to the Smithsonian to weekends in New York to trips around the world. We have a wonderful performing and creative arts programming, everything from our Barbershop Bells singing group to our Silver Stepper tap dancers to our 60-piece Second Wind band. We have wood carving and ceramics and fine arts as well. Lots of fun and games. We always say it's more than fun and games, but if it wasn't fun, what's the point?
Yeah.
So we have canasta and poker and mahjong and bunko and a whole lot of games and recreational opportunities. Lots of lifelong learning. We have a computer center and book discussion groups, current affairs discussion groups, language classes and the like. So it's really a incredible breadth, and it's really kind of a one-stop shop for successful aging. Research shows that in order to stay active and vibrant as we age, we need to stay mentally fit, physically fit, and continue to have a purpose and productivity in life. And the Senior Center provides programs for all of those different key ingredients for a happy, healthy life.
And I've had guests on this program who do research on aging, and every one of them have said that the most exciting latest research shows that as you age, if you challenge yourself to learn new things, and it ain't easy, and especially not easy as you get older, but whether it's a musical instrument or painting or whatever it is.
Absolutely.
If you challenge your brain to learn new things that you've never learned, you will forestall of things that usually typically might affect people as they age, and forgetting things or Alzheimer's or whatever. That's the best thing that we can be doing is constantly learning new things.
Absolutely.
And never to give that up.
And the great story about that is you don't have to be wealthy. You don't have to be brilliant. You don't have to live in a particular community, although Charlottesville is very rich in opportunities to try new things at the senior center and throughout the community. But it's something that's accessible to all, even the physical fitness component. You know, yes, it's nice. We've got great private fitness clubs in this community, many of which are very helpful as senior center. ACAC is sponsoring our birthday bash, the Martinis event, for example. But, you know, you can just go out and take a walk, do some gardening, work with the grandkids, you know, do those kind of things. And it is very much, and the senior center is, it's kind of like a second adolescence. You know, in adolescence, you try a lot of things. You go out for the soccer team. You like it. You stick with it. Well, 2 years later, you decide you want to try downhill skiing, and you try that for a while. And then you pick up the oboe, and you decide you don't like that, and so you go into the drama group. The senior center is the same story. We have all those things and more. And if you don't like the instrument you play in the second wind band, you know, pick up the percussion. If you don't like that, try the encore players and see how you are at performing on stage. You don't like that, just go into the current affairs discussion group. All those different things you can try, and if you like it, stick with it. If you don't, try something new. And it is, it's not only fun, it's a great way to make new friends, which is a key component. You know, human beings are social beings by nature, by definition, some more than others, but that doesn't go away as we age. In fact, it becomes more important because so many of the social connections, you know, Coy, you and I are in what people often call the Zoom zone. You know, we're raising families, we got work, we have civic engagement opportunities through our work, we're doing second jobs on the radio, whatever it may be.
And we're going to bed at 2:30 in the morning because we have right, so much work.
right. And, you know, that doesn't stop when you turn 65 or 75, except that you no longer maybe have the work, the kids are launched. So how do you continue to build social network? The Senior Center provides that opportunity. And by doing all that, not only are we helping thousands, about 6,000 or 7,000 seniors a year are benefiting from our programs directly, not only are they better off, but they're able to be more resourceful for their families, helping raise the grandchildren. They're better for their faith groups by being active congregants and participants and volunteers. They might continue to do paid work. They do volunteer work. They're our primary patrons of most of our arts organizations. So we have a greater impact on the community by helping all those thousands of individuals one by one.
Yeah.
Those people then continue to be an asset for our community instead of becoming, and I hesitate to say it, but you often hear people, aging is becoming, you know, the aging society is becoming a burden on our families and our community. By helping people, the Senior Center is helping that not happen and is a vital community resource for all of us.
Peter Thompson is the executive director of the Senior Center right here in Central Virginia, online at seniorcenterinc.org. I'm curious, what are the changes you're seeing? Are you seeing more people come to the door? Are you seeing more people come to the door who might be in their 70s or 50s? Or what kind of changes have you seen over the years?
All of the above. That's a great question. And that's important for our community to know that one of the reasons the Senior Center is so successful and is still around at 50 years is we have continued to adapt. We have grown. We have moved. We have launched new programs. Programs have faded away. Some don't come back because there's no interest. Some do come back. We are always adapting and changing. And, you know, we have people age 50 on up to 100. We have a lot more people who are joining in their 50s and 60s because we are an accessible place. And by that is everything from geographically to ADA accessible to financially accessible, because it's very affordable to come to the Senior Center. Dues are just $78 a year, which is, when you boil it down, next to nothing. And we do have scholarships available for folks who cannot afford that. So we have a lot more people who are still in the workforce who are coming to the Senior Center. And we are open nights and weekends and have a lot of activities on the weekends that allow that. We're also having a whole lot more 80 and 90-year-olds that are staying active because they're involved in the Senior Center. They have the key ingredients, and they are a whole lot more fit and engaged mentally, physically, et cetera. So they're staying involved in the Senior Center longer. We have a couple people now that are 100 years old at the Senior Center. So it's a wide variety of people who come.
And with the graying of America and the baby boomers such as yourself starting to age, the things like the Senior Center in Charlottesville, I can only see more communities around the country rushing to your door to say, what are you doing? How did you do this? Because we need this in our town.
They do. And I have been doing, you know, as both a volunteer and kind of an outside consultant as well, to senior centers in Williamsburg, Atlanta, outside of Philadelphia. I'm actually speaking at a national conference in Chicago in 2 months as part of a panel of how senior centers are effectively positioning themselves for this changing face of aging in our community, particularly without government funding. Which is a big issue throughout the country as government funding disappears. We are successful and always have been. We don't just survive. We thrive without government funding in order to be able to meet the community
needs. It really
is
a 50-year success story. Congratulations on 50 years, and here's to 50 more.
We're having a lot of fun.
And the website, again, for the big event coming up on Saturday, February 6th, is 007007heaven.org.
That's right. James Bond theme, martinis, bikinis, and Lamborghinis. February 6th, the Omni. Tickets still available. Go online, come to the Senior Center, give us a call. We're going to have a ton of fun.
There you go. 007heaven.org is the website. You can also go to the Senior Center website. It's seniorcenterinc.org. Peter, thank you so much for being here, and congratulations.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.